from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us, Larry Richard, with a chance to check in from KYW Radio in Philadelphia, Pat Loeb. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
And Pat is on our video stream that you can see at kdkradio.com. Pat, I'm sure you were in the business before you could watch the radio. So thanks for joining us this morning.
Very true.
As you well know, our Governor Josh Shapiro is on a very short list to potentially be a running mate for Kamala Harris. And I understand that there was a rally there, and it suddenly became almost a drive for the governor to be the VP. And they have vetted some of the potential running mates, but there are a lot of people here that would like to see it be Josh Shapiro.
A lot of people in Pennsylvania think that would be a huge advantage for the state. I'm not sure why, but there is a real move to get him in that slot.
I'm looking at all the different news outlets that are talking about Josh Shapiro. Fox News, Pennsylvania Dem issues warning to Harris about potential Josh Shapiro, as if there are some things that they wouldn't like to see with Josh Shapiro as a running mate. Josh Shapiro's controversial views cloud his prospects, says Newsweek. And Kamala Harris, front runner accused of sexual harassment cover-up. I mean, everything is going to be dug up about Josh Shapiro. So what are you hearing in potential odds of him actually becoming that person?
Well, in southeastern Pennsylvania, he's hugely popular. I don't think anybody would issue any warnings to Kamala Harris about choosing him, except to say it would be a good move. It's hard to tell where the vetting process stands. I've been told, yes, he is a candidate. He is one of several people are being vetted. So it's not like he's a finalist or anything. I've seen some reports that say it's down to him and Mark Kelly. But my experience is that the people who really are the decision makers don't disclose that kind of information. And the people that talk don't really have the right information. So I'm waiting to see.
Well, we have just a few short weeks till the Democratic National Convention, so there's a good chance that we might not know till then, just like we didn't know before the Republican National Convention. In fact, J.D. Vance didn't know, apparently, until 20 minutes before it was made public.
I think that Vice President Harris will announce her choice a bit earlier than Donald Trump did. I think the target is late next week, or at least a week before the convention.
Yeah, I'm looking at different publications. It's amazing. And I'm sure Josh Shapiro in some ways is feeling the heat because to be that this close to being a vice presidential running mate in the, you know, it's putting the bullseye on him. Maybe he doesn't want all this attention right now. While he's saying, I'm just doing my job as governor in the meantime, have you got any indication from his team that he would accept? You know, he doesn't have to accept the nomination, right?
That's true. He doesn't have to, but he has steadily declined to comment on that. I mean, I think the one thing we can say about how this may be interfering with his job, his ability to focus on being governor, is at least it's summer. The legislature is not in session. He's negotiated the budget and that's over. And so maybe he has a few weeks to be in the national spotlight as a potential vice presidential candidate.
And regardless, he's been out stumping for Harris and has been very vocal about his opinions about it.
He is a big supporter of the vice president. That's true. He came to that endorsement event last week that you mentioned that turned into a Shapiro endorsement event as well.
Right.
He rallied over the weekend. There's a rally today with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So he is definitely, if this is an audition, he is campaigning his heart out for her.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be shy about putting his opinions out there about Harris, and also the fact that they were both the former, you know, attorney generals, her in California, obviously Josh Shapiro here in Pennsylvania. So they share some common ground, and I'm sure they've had some really good conversation. So it might just be Josh Shapiro. Will have to wait. But you think it could come sooner than later?
I don't think it'll be this week, but maybe by the end of next week, maybe early the week after that.
Pat, we appreciate you spending some time with us. We'll check back with you if that happens. And along the way here in the next 100 days to the election, I would love to have you back.
Great. Thank you. I'd love to come back.
Pat Loeb from KYW Radio in Philadelphia, and we'll keep you posted. Next, we're going to go to AccuWeather World Headquarters. We need some rain, and do we get a break from the heat this week? It is a Code Orange Air Quality Action Day. What does that mean? Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.